This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ah, happy Friday, everyone. Oh, wait, it's not Friday.
It's Monday. Feels like a Friday. I love Mondays.
You do. It's the weirdest thing.
I do. Monday's one of my favorite days.
He drives me crazy, you guys. He really loves Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. You know how all of us are posting stuff about, crap, it's Monday. Oh, crap, Monday, you know, all Monday. No, BJ's like, I love it's Monday.
I do. I went to bed last night at 7:15.
Just waiting for Monday?
Anticipating my Monday. Yeah. And I got up this morning, I was all excited.
Huh, I went to bed at 11, not wanting this to happen.
Really? We're so opposite.
We really are. Not wanting this to happen at all.
I love a Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Well, I'm sure that's good to listen to. I'm sure that people enjoy that you're happy because, you know, they don't want to hear me bitching about it because they're already bitching about it.
Well, why is it Mondays make you so...
Because it's not Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do like Fridays. Fridays because you're anticipating a weekend.
I like Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays not so much because then I always know today is happening.
Well, you know, for Monday, for me, it's my chance to come back here and be with people.
So sad.
I love people. I'm a people person.
You are a people person.
And so three days.
Remember, you had the perfect weekend.
I leave here at 10 o'clock on a Friday. I don't see another person till Monday. It's so bad. I had a great weekend.
Yeah, you had the perfect
golf this weekend.
Remember, the perfect weekend was 4 hours with family, 4 hours with friends, and then TV.
Yeah.
That was the perfect day.
I did pretty much all of that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, foof.
And I went to the Buckhorn Exchange, had some bull testicles.
So I have to be honest with you. I saw that you posted this. So I see this thing that BJ posts, and it's like little raccoon coloring book. Or something. And I cannot, for the life of me, figure out what this is. It's like a little coloring book for raccoons or something.
It's not a coloring book.
I'm just telling you what I was trying to... I couldn't figure it out.
It's a scorecard for a golf tournament, Jamie. And it just so happens to be a Raccoon Creek.
And then it had names on it. And I was like, well, is this like a... What are they playing? Like, are they playing a game?
Oh, my goodness.
Those are the most unmanly raccoons I've ever seen in my life.
It's a great raccoon. You
those kidding? Those look like little kid raccoons. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. I thought it was a little kid something.
I have so much raccoon gear.
You know? With adorable raccoons. Because that's where he belongs to.
Even
play
that
golf.
Hat with that raccoon tail.
Yeah, you know, have that one.
Daniel Boone wore.
It's fantastic.
I even have that I play with.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we have food trucks here, DTC Eats, starting at 11 a.m. So that makes Monday better. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can join us for that. Let's see here. We were talking about, will Peyton Manning and John Elway get together to buy the Broncos? Because BJ has this theory.
Well, it's not my theory. Okay. It's a rumor that's been floating around. And I guess that it just got to me over the weekend. And it makes a lot of sense.
So I looked it up, and the Broncos are worth $2.6 billion.
Let me do the math on this. $2.6 billion.
Yes.
Okay, Broncos.
The Broncos are worth $2.6 billion with a B dollars.
What else do you look up?
Peyton Manning is worth $400 million. Wait, what was that?
Peyton Manning is worth $400 million?
Yeah. Man. I don't know if he's still going to be because I feel like the Papa John's are going out of business.
He sold his.
Oh, he sold them all?
He sold. And that's another theory I heard
over
the weekend. Yes. He knew what was coming down with this Papa John thing because it happened, I guess, in May. And it might have happened before that, in fact. But he knew and sold his interest in Papa John's a few months before.
Whoa.
He might have got tipped off.
I think. Well, he must have. Wow.
But he sold. Okay. He sold all the Papa John's.
Well, that was a good move.
Yeah.
Good because move. They're
all right. So $400 million.
That's what he has. John Elway is worth $126 million.
John Elway.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Well, he needs to drop the prices on those steaks he has.
But listen, I don't know if these are accurate because remember it says my net worth is $8 million and I don't have $8 million.
Yeah, you don't.
At all.
No.
So you don't know how accurate these are, you know?
Well, mine says I'm worth less than $50,000 and they're dead on. So I put a lot of stock into it, quite
I mean,
frankly, I wish
I had $8 million, but I don't. Let me be perfectly honest. I do not have $8 million.
All right, so John Elway, $126 million. Peyton Manning, $400 million. Broncos are worth $2.6 million. Mm-hmm. And the whole theory is that Peyton Manning and John Elway are posturing to take over the Broncos from the Bolin family, and it's just a matter of time because those Yahoo kids of the Bolins, they just can't get their act
together. I feel sorry for the daughter. I feel like she has her act together. They just said that she didn't meet the whole criteria. The board of directors says that she's not ready to take over the Broncos because she didn't meet the criteria. You know what the number one thing was on the criteria?
What?
She was a woman.
That is not true. Here you go. You're spreading misinformation. That's not number one. It might be number three or four on the list, but it's not number one. $400 million with Peyton, John Elway worth $126 million. I think they can get a loan. I think they're going to pass a credit check.
Well, I heard the Alpine Bank people on the air over the weekend, and that guy, he's like, we're here to help people get loans.
Yeah, and they're loaded.
They are loaded.
Yeah. Find money. I think they even print their own money.
Jamie, please stop saying billion with a B. It's so annoying. Billion with a B.
Everybody does that. You have to because sometimes you think it's millions.
I know. If I wanted to listen to a sports station, I'd listen to a sports station. Effing stop!
Man. Some attitude.
What is with you people and this Monday?
We just said it's a happy Monday. I'm very excited about this Monday. You know what? If we want to be bozos and talk a little bit about Bronco, the Broncos started the practice over the weekend. You know what? We don't talk about the Broncos any other time except
for
this part of the season.
This is our show.
It's part of our job.
And it's our show.
We're Denver people.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's because she's a woman. Moving on. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Justin Bieber. I heard over the weekend, I can't find it, though, but I saw a headline. I cannot find it. I will find it. That he threw shade at Selena Gomez.
Really?
That's what I heard. It was a headline, and then I didn't click it because then it was that clickbait crap. What?
You don't know exactly what he did?
He said that she wasn't the marrying type.
Well, she might not be. Like he is?
He says that Haley is the marrying type. And he knew it all along. Ooh, that's gonna hurt.
Now, for a woman, that's a stinger, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
No, that
not
knew,
the marrying type.
And that he knew all along that Haley was one. That means I just wasted my time with you. If you knew all along you wanted to be with her.
That's insulting. And it's not probably as insulting as if he had said she's not the mothering type.
Yeah, that would be
bad. You know
what I'm
saying? I think that would be even worse. But it's still bad.
It is bad. Yeah. Especially, don't ever say, I knew all along it was Haley. Oh, my God. Yeah. By the way, he said he's so excited to get married. And they met with the pastor, and people noticed that his watch is worth $300,000.
Wow.
He has a watch worth $300,000.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. $300,000 watch.
It sits over the top. But, hey.
Whatever. Demi Lovato's friends talk about her relapse and overdose. This is a clip from her jiu-jitsu instructor, Daniel Martin.
She was not just like physically exhausted. She's mentally, emotionally and physically exhausted. She obviously admitted that she was relapsing. She had missed some sessions with me and it was upsetting and I knew why. I'm extremely disappointed in the people, obviously I think she needs to be able to recognize herself that those are not friends. They aren't people that truly care about her. I mean, she could have died. It's very tough to protect people from themselves. We all have demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Those friends were not her friends. They were cheering her on and then, don't turn on the siren. And that one woman was just so, when she called 911, I would have been hysterical.
No, I get what you say about not classifying them as really being friends. Friends would protect you, but you know, once you hit that partying lifestyle, it's easy to find friends to party with, especially when you're supplying all the goods.
Right, and you're the celebrity.
Yeah, and it's your house, $8 million mansion. I think you could get a party together, but just post it on Facebook.
I agree. Well, anyway, the whole thing is sad. Let's hear Bruce Willis. It was his roast. I can't believe in this day and age, if you will, that roasts are still allowed.
Me too.
You know, because they're kind of crazy.
Well, they're brutal. I see what you mean, because it can be vicious, right? But I guess if you do it under the umbrella of Comedy Central, and that's where it airs. But if you put it on NBC or somewhere, you probably would have a problem. But once you put it in that comedy category, then anything goes.
Well, I don't know. Remember when Ted, what's his name? I think he did blackface.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They destroyed him.
On the Comedy Network?
Yeah. He roasted Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, it was bad. Like, they destroyed his life.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not, though.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm right.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is Bruce Willis's roast and some of the audio.
We want you to have a good time tonight, but don't get too comfortable up here, because later we're going to be replacing you with Ashton Kutcher. Relax. Relax.
That's one.
I did this roast for one reason and for one reason only. To settle something once and for all. Now, please listen very carefully. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Get it?
Yeah, me either.
Is there?
I guess he felt like there was some confusion out there, and that was the joke, that maybe people are confusing Die Hard as being a Christmas movie.
Really? Here is Dennis Rodman.
You keep making these bombs, but guess what? So does Kim Jong Un. But at least Kim is smart enough not to release his.
I heard he bombed. I mean, not bombed. Like, I heard he was horrible.
Yeah.
Dennis
Well, he even knew he was, because people, they wouldn't laugh at his jokes. You heard a little bit there.
Yeah.
But I guess it got progressively worse, and he just finally walked off stage. he said, oh, you know, this sucks.
He did? He just walked off stage?
Yeah, something to that nature.
Holy crap.
That's what I read.
That's not good.
He bombed so bad.
Also, Bruce Willis's ex-wife, Demi Moore, was there. Here's what she said.
But I was there for some special moments, like groundbreaking. I mean, when Bruce he got his career-breaking moment in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... It seemed really odd at the time. I mean, he's big action star, like doing a little indie film. But Bruce went over to Harvey Weinstein's hotel. And I don't know, he came back swinging that ball gag. And man, he said, I got the part.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
But.
What?
Let me throw something your way. Oh. I saw this and heard this. If that had been a dude making that joke, you think he'd been taken the wrong way,
oh,
a little differently?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Demi Moore gets by with it because she is a woman and she's able to say it. But making a Harvey Weinstein ball gag joke.
But I feel like everybody is starting to do the Harvey Weinstein jokes now. I feel like time has gone by and now they're starting to do the jokes.
I don't know.
But now we have another guy to worry about, and that is Les Moonves. Les Moonves. Six women have accused the CBS president, boss Les Moonves, of sexual misconduct. By the way, in case you didn't know this, he is married to Julie Chen. She is on The Talk. She also does all those Big Brother or whatever TV shows. And she says she stands by him. She's known him forever. They've been married for 14 years. And he's a good man, a loving father, a devoted husband, inspiring corporate leader. He's always been a kind, decent, and moral human being. And I fully support him. So.
I wonder if she's going to remain on The Talk.
I wonder if she's going to talk about it.
She has to. She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
It's her husband. And The Talk is about talking about it.
So all these women, six of them, are saying that he forcibly touched them and kissed them and during business meetings. And
they're saying he was a honker.
Yeah. And he even made the noise.
Yeah. You do too.
You just don't. Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't stop at one. It's
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
You know, I know how it works.
I'm sorry. Can
listen,
you show?
Listen, okay, listen to the difference. Yeah. Okay? All right. This is what you did. That's not even exciting. Okay. Now listen to this. That is fun and frolic.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Like, I did a saggy boob,
you,
didn't
oh,
I?
You
like,
did
a
yeah.
Like a grandma boob.
Yeah.
You did perky boobies.
Yours is more like...
I feel like all of this is wrong, and so I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah. There you go. Tablet trash.
More of a honk, honk.
Okay.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.